Greetings, my friends. I am so excited to welcome all of you to this service of worship. It's finally Christmas Eve, and we have been preparing and waiting during the season of Advent. We have been lighting candles and expecting the birth of Jesus, and the night has finally come when we get to celebrate Jesus' birth, and I'm excited to be with all of you. We would love to take a moment to invite you to register your attendance this evening. Those of you who are members of the church and are here on Sunday mornings know how to do this. So if you are sitting next to someone who might be a guest or an out-of-town family member, you can show them how we do that. We take the registration pads at the end of each row and we pass them down and back again and sign in. We love to know the names of all the folks who are here worshiping with us. In the midpoint of the service, we are going to invite all the children who are present, whether you're wearing a costume or not, all children are welcome. The Star of Bethlehem is going to land right there and is going to walk around the sanctuary when we sing the first Noel. And we're going to invite all the children to gather around the star and to walk around the sanctuary during the singing of the first Noel. And then we'll all gather up here for the Christmas story. So I look forward to seeing all of you up here in just a few moments. A couple of other announcements. We have worship tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. There will not be any Sunday school, nor will there be children's church, but we will have nursery care for the littlest ones. Then on New Year's Day, we'll have worship at 10 a.m. with no Sunday school, and we will not have nursery care or children's church, but Pastor Maggie will be preaching, and she's so good with children that all children are welcome and will be able to relate to her message on that day. And then on January 8th, we get back to our normal schedule of two services. We've all been aware these past few days in the cold temperatures of our neighbors who might need a little extra warmth and care. So we're trying to collect coats and hats and gloves for our clothes closet. Our supplies had gotten pretty low before this week, so we'd love to replenish those supplies so that our friends who come to Quiet Place and Room in the Inn during the week who need a coat or hat or gloves or long underwear can find that supplied here at the church. Well, with the morning that started out with rolling blackouts and all of us trying to figure out how this was going to work, here we are with the power on in this warm and lovely place together here in the sanctuary over live stream. The presence of Christ is with us and we are here to celebrate his glorious birth. So let us worship together.
Thank you. A light is shining in the darkness.
What could it be?
The sound of angels' wings.
What could it be?
A baby born in a stable. Come to Bethlehem and see. There is much to celebrate this day. The Christ child, the promised one, has been born. Let us turn toward our Savior, trusting in his unconditional love and boundless grace as we confess our sins together. It's Christmas Eve again, God. We're barely ready for it. So much to do to get ready. Gifts to buy and wrap, parties to attend, trees to trim, houses to decorate. We're in a whirlwind of activity. In the midst of the busyness, we sometimes miss what it's all about. You coming to earth, Emmanuel, God with us, help us hear anew your promises of hope and salvation. In love as we sing our familiar carols. Forgive us for forgetting the magic of this night, for focusing on ourselves and what we need to do instead of on the miracle of Jesus' birth. Forgive us for missing the message of hope, peace, and justice, for choosing what is easy over what is loving. Rock us out of our complacency. Let us hear angel voices, see shepherds hurrying to a stable, feel the baby's soft breath on our cheeks, and ponder in our hearts what it means for the world, for us. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ is come. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are
forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us offer one another signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And as she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed that the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
folks to have a seat and come on in. We've got room up here. Let's make room for all of the children. This is so amazing. Wow. Welcome to the manger, everybody. We just heard the story of the birth of Jesus. And we think about all of the different kinds of people and animals who were invited to Jesus' birth. And some of you are wearing costumes that look like some of the people and animals who were there at Jesus' birth. And so I want us, in a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Mary and Joseph and the baby. And to get ready, we're going to think about how each of the ones at the manger welcomed Jesus. So let's see, probably the first ones to see Jesus after he was born, besides his parents, were the animals. So raise your hand if you're one of the animals, or if you're not wearing a costume, if you'd like to be one of the animals. Yeah, I see cows, and I see sheep, I see birds, I see all different kinds of animals. So we're going to get ready to welcome Jesus, and if you're dressed as an animal, when I count to three, I want you to make the sound of the animal, okay? Ready? One, two, three. Ma, moo. Good. Oh, you can do better than that. Let's do it one more time. One, two, three. Oh, that's good. So they welcomed Jesus with their sounds. The next ones, I think, who welcomed Jesus were the shepherds. How many shepherds do we have? I've seen some shepherds. Yeah, I see you guys are shepherds. Your brother's a shepherd. That's awesome. So the shepherds were out in the fields, and the angels told them Jesus had been born. So you know what they did? They ran. They ran with haste. That means they hurried really fast to see Jesus. So on the count of three, I want all the shepherds to say, I'll run for you. Okay, ready? One, two, three. I'll run for you. That's wonderful. So next come the magi, the wise ones, the kings. Some of you are dressed as kings with your crowns. Yeah, you are the magi. That's a fancy word for what you are. So the magi came and brought presents to Jesus. So when I count to three, I want you to say, I bring a gift to you. Ready? One, two, three. I bring a gift to you. And I see lots of angels. The angels were there to celebrate Jesus' birth. If you're an angel, raise your hand. Or if you want to be an angel, if maybe you don't have a costume. All right. When I count to three, I want you to say, I sing for you. Ready? One, two, three. I sing for you. Isn't that wonderful? Let's see. We've got animals, kings, shepherds, angels, wise men. We got it all? And then we just have regular old people who gathered around to welcome Jesus. So that's one thing we get to think about on Christmas is how can we welcome Jesus? How can we show Jesus we love him? We can do that by being kind, by giving hugs, by saying nice things to our siblings and our cousins as we get together for Christmas. All sorts of ways to welcome Jesus. So as we get ready to welcome Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, because they're coming in just a second, let's pray together, okay? Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for coming to be with us as a baby, the baby Jesus. As we get ready to welcome him, we want to say we run to you, we sing for you, we bring you gifts, we love you, Jesus. Welcome into our hearts and into our world. Amen. Okay, let's get ready. Look, here come Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. Can you see them coming down the aisle? Let's welcome them. You get to say hello before you go back to your seats.
Thank you. in our affirmation of faith that is printed in your bulletin. We believe God, our Creator, saves us, shepherds us, loves us, invites us to love, and lives within us all. We believe Jesus is God's Son, who teaches us, leads us with kindness, and sacrificed himself for us. We believe Jesus came to live on earth, to save our lives, and to spread the joyful news of God and God's Spirit. We believe being part of the church means friends, choir, and Lord's Prayer, and fun crafts in Sunday school. We believe we should always speak and act kindly to everyone because God said so. Let us now gather our gifts together and offer them to God in gratitude and praise. Those of you joining us online are invited to give to the options listed on the screen. While here in the sanctuary, we will pass the offering plates down the rows. May we give with joy to the God who has been so generous with us.
The Lord our God is with us. Lift your hearts and voices high. Let us give thanks to the Lord everywhere and at all times. At this blessed Christmas time, for the gift of your own son, born a poor child, peasant king, for the love you sent us, for the life he shared with us, for the sacrifice he made, Lord of lords, King of kings. The night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took the bread, blessed it, and broke it as he said, "Take and eat, this is my body." After supper, he took the cup, gave you thanks, and giving it said, "Drink this cup, it is my life, poured out for you and for everyone." This holy bread, when we drink this holy cup, we see his presence anew and his victory await. We remember and proclaim what your son has done for us in his life and in his death as he rises and ascends. Sacrifice as we surrender ourselves. Send your Holy Spirit down on us here and on our gifts. Help us through this bread and cup know the presence of our Christ. Make us one with him today and with humankind, we pray. With the confidence of God's children, let us pray together the prayer Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. My family in Christ, this is the body of Christ, broken and given in love to all. And this is the blood of Christ, the cup of salvation, given to you and to me and to all the world. The table is set. Our host is Jesus Christ himself, and all who are here are welcome at this table. All who are not here are welcome at this table. This is not the table of the United Methodist Church or of West End United Methodist Church. It's Christ's table, and you have a place here. If this is your first time to receive communion in this particular congregation, just a few words of instruction. We will invite you to come forward and kneel at the altar rails as you are able. We'll start with the folks in the transepts in the balcony, and then those of you in the nave. If you'll have your hands open, that'll help our servers to know you have yet to be served. And then after receiving the elements, you're welcome to stay at the rail and pray as long as you would like. If you're unable to come forward or perhaps have a little one in your arms, I'll be making my way around the sanctuary with the elements for you. And all of our bread is gluten-free today. Always as we come forward for communion, we have an opportunity to bring our gifts. And our communion offering this night is for our pastor's discretionary fund. This is a fund that we use to help meet the immediate needs of our neighbors as they come to us each and every day for bus passes, for snack bags, for all sorts of things. And your generosity helps to help our neighbors. It is time now to come to the table to receive this grace of the Christ who is born once again in our hearts tonight. Will you join me in the prayer after receiving that's printed in your bulletins? Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves to others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Joy to the world. Let us go in peace to celebrate the birth of Christ this joyous night. Merry Christmas. And a word of housekeeping, please make sure you return the costumes that you borrowed to the four-story theater. And we would love for you to leave your candles so that we may use them again. You can deposit them in the baskets on your way out. Thank you.